This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. He is a weirdo.
A total weirdo. My father.
What does your dad do?
My mom told me my dad brings his own onions to CeCe's Pizza. I never heard of such a thing, and puts it on his salad. I'm like, she's like, they always run out at our CeCe's in Florida. Mom.
He cuts up his own, puts them in a bag, and brings them?
Brings them to the restaurant. I said, is that even legal? I don't even know if you're allowed to do that. And then he takes his own chips to Subway. I'm like, that's definitely not legal.
Yeah, that's definitely.
I'm like, Dad, you're weird.
They're not broke.
They're not broke. They're retired in Florida, for Christ's sake.
But every time he goes to CeCe's now, does the clothing that he wears there reek like onions? Because he's got a bag of freaking onions on him at all times.
Let's be real. Nancy, my mom's probably cutting them for him, bagging them.
So she's aiding and abetting his crimes.
They're old school. I've seen this, how this party works. I've never heard of people bringing their own stuff to restaurants. I think it's bizarre, and quite frankly, it cannot be allowed.
I have a friend that used to bring his own hot sauce to Mexican restaurants. Tapatio.
Condiment's one thing. I mean, and you can text in at 71037 if you're a weirdo or know somebody like this, or call. I'd love to hear your stories.
414-799-1037.
But I was like, what do you mean you bring your own onions and you're telling me like this is normal?
That's the strangest thing
I've ever heard.
Did he say why? Does he like the way that he cuts them? Does it the way that CeCe's doesn't cut them the right way?
Onions, and if they run out, then we have them. And I mean, this is the strangest thing
I would just think that onions are onions.
I should have gotten my mom on the phone to harass her about this.
Dear Stan, dear Nancy, if you go to a restaurant and they run out of onions, you know what you can do?
Ask for more.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, even if it was, it's the strangest onions of all things. It's so bizarre.
Is it strange that I bring my own salt to movie theaters for the popcorn?
Yes. Because they have tons of salt.
But then I got to steal their salt shaker. Like, they don't have that much salt.
They give you the salt shaker. If you go to the
Will they give it to you?
It's there.
They're out by the napkins and the straws.
You can take that? I thought that was a community one.
Well, it is, but nobody's going to notice if you take it to the theater and bring it back. It's not like there's only one. I'm going to start stealing it now.
I didn't even think about that.
No, you're not stealing it. You're using it for its purpose.
But other people can't use the salt. I'm not being a jerk by doing that. No?
Somebody texted in and said, when we go to Chipotle, my daughter brings her Subway there. You weirdo.
What?
It's Chipotle.
You don't crossbreed there. Come on,
Chipotle's
man.
Crossbreeding.
You don't need something else at Chipotle.
You don't need Chipotle is good on its own. So
what's wrong with these people?
So weird things that people bring to restaurants. 414-799-1037 or text to 71037.
Yes.
I said my dad brings his own onions to CeCe's. I'm not sure why. Other than he likes to put them on a salad or something. He likes his onions better. He brings his own chips to Subway. My mom told me this. I was mortified. I said, I'm never going to a restaurant with you guys again.
Uh-uh. Bring in your own chips to Subway. They have enough selections there as it is.
Why do you have baked?
What are you talking about?
What are you so mad? These texts are killing me at 71037 though.
I got some suggestions. I bring my own salt to movie theaters, and somebody said you can ask for something called a salt bomb, apparently.
Oh? Yeah, this is like important for people that have this issue, Riggs. It says, ask for a salt bomb or salt cup at the movie when you get your popcorn. They make individual cups for people and come with a top. So you can take it into the theater.
See? I'm going to salt my way to hypertension. It's going to be great by the time I'm 40.
Damn right.
Somebody else texted in and said, I have a buddy who brings his own homemade salsa verde wherever we go to get tacos.
Your homemade
salsa verde, man.
It's blowing my mind. Somebody else said they took their kids to Chuck E. Cheese once. There was a family having a B-Day party. They brought in their own Little Caesars pizza and buckets of chicken.
Now
that's ballsy.
That's criminal.
That's like criminal.
Bringing Little Caesars to Chuck E. Cheese. That's how you start a fight. You can bring a Little Caesar and Chuck E. Cheese duking it out.
You see the other text of 71037? My dad, being a real Mexican, carries a Serrano or jalapeno into restaurants. Real ones. He said pickled jalapenos and Tabasco are more Americanized. He likes the spice of a natural hot pepper. He knows what he likes.
Dude.
You know what you like when you like a good spice.
I'm over here visibly angry, though. Someone texted, I knew someone who would bring leftovers in from the day before and ask for them to be reheated.
What?
Ew. What the hell is wrong with people?
Everything.
You don't have a microwave at home? I want to eat these leftovers, but I want to eat them out.
When I was a waitress, there was a person who always brought their own Tupperware because they didn't like the to-go boxes. You guys are freaks!
Seriously, though.
Because the styrofoam ones aren't airtight, and all the air gets out, and it gets all moist in there. It's gross.
Oh my God.
I'm with that person.
I can't even believe all these people that bring their own salt to restaurants.
Their own salt?
To restaurants? This is like a thing. Salt, condiments,
Isn't
ranch.
Salt
it's not even
salt?
That strange if you read the text. These people are freaks.
So is it strange to bring condiments to restaurants, yes or no?
I don't think so, but people would probably say yes. That is not as bad because condiments are free.
But bringing food to a restaurant?
Yeah, food that you have to pay for is rude, quite frankly.
And bringing onions anywhere, the moral of the story is just insane.
This one sounded like it was your dad. My father used to bring sour cream to the restaurant because he says it was a ripoff to have to pay for extra sour cream.
Is that my dad?
It might be my sister
texting it.
It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.